traveling the world searching for equestrians of all breeds. The journey starts now on the International Equine Network.
Welcome, horse fans. This is Scott Miller, founder of the International Equine Network. Today we're going to launch the format of our weekly program. It's going to be every week on Thursdays at 1 o'clock Eastern Time on BBS Radio. You'll be able to go to our website and see all of our past programs and ones we have archived, and just kind of, you know, see what we are and who we are. On International Equine Network, on IENTV.org, we have all of our programs. And if you go to that website, you can go and see and every association that we're associated with, Thoroughbred Associations, the Standard Bred Associations, the Horse Show Association, we're with all of them. So, you know, we would like for you to go and visit with us on that. There's 10 programs on there, and that's what we're going to be discussing today. The first program we're going to talk about is our Standard Bred Show. It's called Flying Turns. And what we do is we surf the whole internet. We go to all the racetracks, and we select the best racing of the week for the Standard Breds on Flying Turns. Last week we had the Hamiltonian was on our website, and it was really personal for me because we had several horses from our farm here at Sunshine Meadows and on that race day. And the greatest thing about that was is we had a filly, Tony Amanya keeps here with us in the wintertime. Her name was Ramona Hill, and she beat all the coaches in the $1 million Hamiltonian. She tied a track record, and the track record was set by her sire. So that was exciting in itself, you know, for all of us here at Sunshine Meadows and IEN. They had a really good day. Tony Amanya is one of the best trainers in the country, and it worked real good for us. And but we're going to go behind the scenes, and we'll talk to people like Tony and, you know, to their connections of the racing entity of the trotting industry, standard red industry, get behind the scenes personal with them. And we'll have video, too. All this is all going to be, we'll all be on video next week. We'll have those type of interviews that we'll be doing. So, you know, send in your questions if you got them about the standard bred industry, both domestic and international. You know, we would like to hear from you. Just call in and let us know what you want to know, and we'll tell you. And so that's our Flying Turns. It's going to be an exciting year for the standard bred industry. The next show that we have is called Quest for Equine Gold. And I named it Quest for Equine Gold because we're following all the show horse industry all around the world. What we're doing is we select every week who we think is a possible Olympic rider. We do all the different disciplines. You know, we go to the different shows and talk with the trainers, the owners, the show managers. You know, we see who's doing what in jumping. We show all levels. We'll show from, you know, a backyard horse show to the Olympics in Japan next year in 2021. Quest for Equine Gold is a great program because every week it's something different. It could be dressage one week. It could be show jumping the next week. You know, it could be the children's hunt scene. We do a little bit of everything, you know, with Quest for Equine Gold. As a matter of fact, what we're going to do, the different disciplines that we're going to go through in Quest for Equine Gold, we'll have combined driving. That's where we have the horses that are pulling the carts and the wagons and doing obstacle courses. It is very interesting to see because most of your combined drivers are usually older equestrians. And it's really interesting to see how they get these coaches and these carts around the different obstacle courses all over the world. Then we'll have dressage is the next discipline that we'll have. Dressage is a beautiful sport in itself. It's not natural gaits for the horses. That's a learned gait. They have to teach the horses how to do the different moves in dressage. And our first show on dressage is going to be exactly what is dressage and how it came about, who the superstars are, where you can see a show in it in dressage. It's just amazing, beautiful sport, and the horses literally dance to music. That's a good eye-opener for you. Then we have endurance on equestrian equine move. And usually this is many miles. It's like a marathon for the horses to go through over a few days' time. You're going to find out how the horses are checked at health check stations where veterinarians check them out to make sure that they're doing good in the competition, that there's no problems that they're having, anything like that. You'd be surprised at how many of the riders and all, and owners and trainers, famous people. We have one of the sheikhs from Dubai that rides. He literally rides himself, in the endurance, because his stables that he has in Europe are trained over long courses. And it's different. It's something you don't ever see on TV, but you're going to see it here on International Equine Network. And then we have eventing, three-day eventing. It would be the Rolex, Rolex in Lexington. It's where you have show jumping, you have cross-country, and you have dressage. And it's over a three-day period. And they're scored in each individual event that they do, such as dressage and jumping and the cross country. And then the points are total. And at the end of the day, you know who is the best all-around horse person. And every year in April, they have the three-day Rolex or the three-day Land Rover in Lexington. And you can go out and watch it, and it's really good to see. Eventing takes one heck of a horse to get through those 3 days. It's unbelievable to watch that. And then we go to jumping. We'll go around the country, and we'll see who the best show jumpers are. We'll be going to Charleston, South Carolina. We'll be going to Del Mar, California. We'll be going to Ocala, Florida, to Lexington, Kentucky, to New York. It's great. It's a great show to watch. You see all different types of horses and jumping. And the people that you see, you'll see people like Bruce Springsteen's daughter, Jessica Springsteen. She's a phenomenal kind of horse person. She's just unbelievable. And you'll be seeing her constantly on IEN. Then we have, my favorite is the para equestrian. The para equestrian is for people that are handicapped and have disabilities. And you see them in all phases of the horse industry. Some of the kids you'll see may be just walking the horse, but they're still participating in the equestrian industry. We have riders; they do as much as they can to their ability. It's just unbelievable and phenomenal how some of these kids have turned around. Now we have a kid that's been here at Sunshine Meadows, and he has some disability. And when he first sat in the saddle, he couldn't even raise up. He was just slumped over. But over the last couple of years, his father has worked with him diligently, two or three, four times a week. He can now sit up. He can now hold the reins. He looks forward. He has his feet in the stirrups, and he's getting stronger and stronger every day. And I like it because when I first met him, he couldn't utter a sound. And so now when I go out and see him when he's riding and everything, his father tells him that hey, Scotty's here, and he starts making a waving sign with his hand, you know, making noises to let me know that I know that he knows that I'm there. And so, you know, that's just an amazing event in itself. Now, all these are Olympic events, too. You got to remember, at 2021 in Japan, you know, all of these different disciplines that we're going through will be an Olympic sport. And the Paralympics have their own separate Olympics. It's still in Japan, but it's at a different time, you know, when it coincides with the regular equestrian events in the Olympics. And that's exciting to watch. And if you look at your local area, you might be able to find a Paralympic event for the equestrian. You know, it's worth going to see. And it just really is good. And then another discipline that we'll be looking at is reining. It takes you back to how the cowboys did it back in the day. You know, how they go through all the different motions and how they rein their horses. It's an exciting event to watch because that's probably one of the most open events that you could go to. You see them from every walks of life. You see them every week somewhere in your area. You will see a reining event, you know, that type of thing. And it's good. It shows you how cowboys work, how they teach their horses, how they school them. You know, it's different. You can get down and up close and personal with them because all those reiners, all those cowboys are really, you know, friendly at the show. They want you to see their horses, come down and visit with them, and they'll tell you whatever you need to know. Another one event that we have that is English Pleasure. It's a great eye opener for someone that wants to start learning the horse business. I would say English Pleasure probably gets more kids involved in the horse industry than any of the other disciplines that they have. And you also see older, you know, equestrians that are involved in it. And they do it for, you know, athletics. You know, instead of going to the gym, they're going out, you know, and riding their horse. And so English Pleasure is really a good one to go see. We have carriage pleasure driving. It's a whole different angle on the horse business. If you want to see how they drove the carriages back in the day, that's one of the events that you certainly want to go see. Then we have the hunter division and hunter jumping sheep equitation. That shows a lot of kids and inexperienced riders use that as a stepping stone to go to other disciplines. It's a good foundation for them. The kids love it, and I guarantee if you take your kids to it, they'll be want to participate immediately. Then we have Western. The Western divisions are unbelievable. They got everything and anything that you could ever think of. It's the cowboy comes to life in the Western division. So that, you know, these are just some of the different disciplines that we have here, you know, in Equestria, Equine Gold. you know, we'd like for everybody to come out and take a look at them, you know, see what it's like to be in the show horse industry. And the great thing about Equestria Equine Gold, when you go out to one of our events that we'll be having on IEN, you can just walk right up to the show rings. You can go to a lot of the shows, and they're free to go to. You know, they're in your area. And if you go to IEN, you will find the links that will give you the show schedule for horse shows in your area, both domestic and international. So that's a show that I think everybody will really get involved with. Then the next one that we have is 0 to 10. 0 to 10 is exactly what you start to watch dressage, is how they score the dressage event. They just score it from 0 to 10. And if you go to our website, it will show you the link to the United States Dressage Federation, and you can see all the learning tools that they have, all the educational tools they have on there for what they do. And it's a beautiful sport. They don't get a lot of attention, but they will hear on IEN because we're going to have 0 to 10. And you can see some of the famous people that ride dressage. It's just a mind-blowing show. You'd see some movie stars that you couldn't get close to in Hollywood, but you can go to the showgrounds and get right next to them. You know, so that's 0 to 10, our dressage show. And then we have a program called Quarter Time. And Quarter Time is going to be about the American Quarter Horse Association, the AQHA, which a lot of people might have heard of. We're looking at the different countries that are involved in the quarter horse industry. The United States leads the group. We have the United States, we have Canada, Mexico, we have Germany, Italy, France, Austria, Brazil, Belgium, and Venezuela. And you'll be seeing programs from AQHA and from Quarter Time from all 10 of those countries. Just to go to show you how much the horse industry is involved in the economics of our country. And it affects everybody in our country. When the AQHA show comes to town or any horse involved event, they shop at the Walmart, they shop at the Burger King's, and get hotels and rent apartments and buy gasoline. They're a part of the community. And that's what people just don't really understand, how important our horse industry is to, in the United States alone, we have 596,000 quarter horse owners. Internationally, there's over 100,000 people internationally that are involved. And we have a total of quarter horse owners throughout the world, 708,000. And so you figure 708,000 people eventually will go to a Burger King or go to a Walmart and, go to a motel somewhere. So it's a tremendous amount of, people that are involved with it. So I'm sure that you've seen the movies, you've seen everything that's involved, that would be on Quarter Time. It's just a great way to spend the afternoon. Come to IEN and we get you to AQHA, and you can go and see where there's an event in your area. You see how the real cowboys are. That's what we like about what we're doing here on IEN. You'll be able to connect with all the different associations. It'll give you a link straight to them. On that link, you will be able to go to their website, and they can answer any and all questions that you have about you know, whatever discipline you're looking at or breed you're looking at. That's one thing that we're trying to do here is educate and get people to come out, you know, to see a horse show somewhere, to do what needs to be done for a weekend and having fun. You know, I don't know about you, but I get bored. I get bored pretty quick. So it's a good way to spend an afternoon with the family. The next show that we're going to have is called Chucker. Now, these are all 30-minute programs. And we're going to condense everything into 30 minutes and give you the highlights and you know, all the results and everything that's going on in that particular, you know, program. And shows it here that a lot of people don't realize that they can go out and see a polo event pretty much wherever they're at. The name of our polo show is called Chucker. If you tune in to Chucker, you'll find out exactly what Chucker means. That's what we want you to visit with us and find out. Meet the polo stars. Meet the people that are playing polo. And yes, it is. It is for the rich. Millionaires and billionaires, CEOs, movie stars, athletes, all playing, you know, polo. And it's not as scary as it sounds. You wouldn't say go to polo. Most of the polo matches are free to go to. You can pull right up next to the field, and you can tailgate. That's one of the big things that they have, at the polo matches is the tailgate. And then you can go out and stomp in the divots and at the breaks. And you can talk to the trainers, talk to the owners, and see, see them up close. Polo, throughout the 20th century, we'll say, polo was just really contagious. During the World Wars, the United States Polo Association included over 1,200 military players from the U.S. Army who were encouraged to participate in polo to improve their riding ability. This is a phenomenon. What they did. It's kind of nice to go out on a Sunday or a Wednesday afternoon and watch them play polo. To see the horses, to see the athletes themselves on the horses I can't explain. I just cannot explain. And they get from one horse to the other without ever touching the ground, to hit a small ball going, 15, 20 miles an hour. It's just unbelievable. And also, and especially like here in Florida, you come down here to Wellington, Florida, to West Palm Beach, you have the International Polo Club. And it's the greatest polo facility in the world. You see the best players from all over, right here. It's free to go out and visit with them. They also have the Polo Hall of Fame is in Lake Worth, Florida, and that's worth a visit to go to because if you want to know any and everything about the polo industry, you go straight to the Hall of Fame at Lake Worth. They've got videos. They've got the polo mallets. They have the saddles. They have the history. Who's been the best players? How many famous people there are? It's worth a visit to go to the Polo Hall of Fame, and it's worth a visit to go to the International Polo Club in West Palm Beach, Wellington. So if you're ever in the area, just stop by or call IEN, and we'll make sure that you get to the right spot, here for the Polo Museum. It'll be a good trip, good family trip. And then the next show that we're talking about is called Last Call. And it's ironic that when I first thought about this, it's when the internet and telephone bidding started to make a little dent into the live auction. At Keeneland, for example, in the September sale, there's 4,452 horses that are going to be offered up for auction. And it takes a few days to get those through the sale. But it's going to be virtual. There will be a few spectators there, mostly buyers. It'll be interesting to see. But now it's all become available on the internet. And it works. We carry live race, live auctions on IEN called Last Call and everything. But when the virus is over and you can get out and move around, I would suggest to go to a place like King, where you can go. And they've got a great kitchen there. They have a good breakfast. They have a good lunch, good dinners. They also have the sales. And you can walk around the barns and you can see the horses that are going to be in the sale that night. You can grab your catalog and you can look at the numbers on the horses. And you can see what time they're going through the auction. And then you can go up and see how much they sell for. Because all the horses will have the number on their hind quarters. And, you can follow that all through the day. You can see owners and look at them. It's quite a process. They start early in the morning, and you go out there, and you might have an owner come out and said, I would like to see, hip number 222. And so that's what they pull out, and you take a look at it. So it's really a good situation, to go to. It's called Last Call, and they're all over the country, and it's just not to thoroughbreds. It's the standard breds. It's to show horses. It's to the backyard riding horses. We've seen one of the shows that went, and the most expensive horse that sold was $125, and it was just a little backyard pony. But nevertheless, it was still an auction, and it was a good afternoon to go see. Or you could be at a place like Keeneland where you go in and you see a horse sell for $10 million. So it's exciting to see. You see all kinds of horses, you see all kinds of people. And more importantly, without buying anything, you could be a participant. You can get your catalog, and who knows, you might end up buying a horse someday. So that's called Last Call. It's another one of our 30-minute programs that we have, we'll be here. And to get an idea of what Last Call is going to be like, you can go to our website and you can watch Last Call on there. This week we have live auctions coming from Europe and Australia. And it's interesting to see, that the horse sales there are no different than they are here. It's just a different language. And also, we'd like for you to think about going out to Keeneland. It will be September 13th through the 25th. There's 4,272 yearlings being sold. These are babies. It's the 77th annual Keeneland September yearling sale. 12 sessions all together. It'll be online, it'll be at Keeneland. Hopefully they might have some spectators there. But if they don't, then you're more than welcome to watch it live on IEN. This is the show that gets me in trouble all the time. Our next show is called Chuck Wagon. And I named it Chuck Wagon because every time I go to a different racetrack or to a different show, I like going to those shows for a reason. And the reason I like going to it is because of the food. The food is just what really, does it for me. But it's called Chuck Wagon, And what we do is it's about RV. It's about cooking out of an RV. We're looking at all kinds of meals. We're looking at all kinds of ways to cook and things to do, you know, that type of thing. You know, for example, the breakfast menu is probably the equestrian's most important meal of the day, you know, I would have to say. So, you know, we're sitting here looking at a menu and breakfast, blueberry crisp in a mug. We're looking at breakfast in a bag, breakfast pizza, cast iron egg and ham cups, cheesy sausage and potato fritters. So on Chuck Wagon, we'll go through each one of these meals that we have for that show on how to put it together, how it's done, how you start your day off, and how simple it is. And that's one of the things that we want you to see, is that it can be fun. It's something the whole family can participate in, you know, that type of thing. And then lunch, we got like an all-in-one burger, an Asian chicken salad, budget burgers, buffalo style chicken links, campfire mac and cheese. So we have a lot of good things that are going, you know, for lunch, that are easy, quick to make, and a lot of times you can pre-make, you know, and have them ready for when you get through with your horse duties in the morning. And then for dinner, that's another thing. When you have a little more time at dinner, you know, we're looking at Aunt Helen's Sloppy Joe, barbecue tater and chicken enchilada stack, you know, buffalo style chicken wings. You know, those are the kind of things that we're looking at. And then later into the year, we'll get into the gourmet dinners at nighttime that you can have a group of people over for. And we'll show you how to cook from, you know, just two or three people to, you know, a group of 20, you know, an after show or an after race party, you know, that type of thing. And two on the show, we will have on there in the Kentucky Derby's coming up. And we'll show you how to make mint juleps. We'll show you how to make all the different things that, you know, would go good for the Derby Week party, you know, with Chuck Wagon. So, you know, it's going to be good. We've got cookbooks. We've got snacks. I tell you, one of the things I really like is the berry bourbon sparkling. Wait till you see how to make that. It's real easy to do. That was real good. You'll like that. So, you know, that's going to be on Chuck Wagon. And also on Chuck Wagon, we will be showing you how to stock your RV with all the products that you need for cooking, running your RV. The Keystone Montana trailers are the most popular trailers with horses. They're very elegant. They serve a need to the horseman. You know, they have everything in them that you could possibly need and plenty of room, you know, to have people over. So, you know, we'll go through the Keystone Montana program for maintenance and things of that nature on Chuck Wagon to show you exactly what you need to get into it. So that's what we're looking at on Keystone Chuck Wagon. And then we want to give out to an award every week. We're going to be given an award. It's called Equestrian of the Week. And what we do here at IEN, we put together a little guideline of what and who we think should be the Equestrian of the Week. And on next week's show, our Equestrian of the Week, and you can go to our website and you'll be able to see him starting tomorrow on there. The gentleman's name is Steve Norman. He's been shoeing horses for 45 years plus. I know Steve very well from my days at Windstar for him and working for D-Wing Lucas. And Steve has literally done everything that you could possibly believe in the industry. I say he probably has shod more derby winners than any blacksmith that I've ever heard of. Steve's always there. He takes time. He works with the young horses. He's worked with seasoned horses. He's done just about any and everything you could imagine for a horse's foot. I've seen him take horses that veterinarians said would never be able to get back, you know, going again. And after Steve works with them for a month or two, shoeing them and correcting shoeing, he tells you what you need to do, how you need to service that foot when he's not there. And, I mean, these horses are back on the track. They're back in the show ring. His success is just phenomenal. And he's got the personality that makes the horse feel at home. And he does it straight up front. And he's also a good bluegrass musician. So you can get the regular shoeing job, or you can get the extra shoeing job, and he might play a little bluegrass music for you. So that's Steve Norman on the Equestrian of the Week next week on IUM. And then to follow up with that, we have Farm of the Week. Farm of the Week is selected by myself. And what I do is I look at the different disciplines that we go through, from show horses, standardbreds, and chucker, and you name it. Anybody that has a farm, that's an equestrian farm, we take a look at. And so we would like for any of our listeners to send us in who they think could be Farm of the Week. This week, and starting off Farm of the Week series, is Windstar Farm in Lexington, Kentucky. I have close ties with that farm. I worked for them. I was there when they really started getting going. They had a dream of winning the Kentucky Derby and breeding the Kentucky Derby winner, within a 10-year period. And the management that they have there, the owner, Kenny Trout, on down to the grooms, are very professional. When you go there, it's all class. Elliot Walden holds everything together there. Elliot's a great trainer. He knows how to, make things go. So you'll see him all the time at the races. He's a big, tall guy. But he's really good. He's good with the owners. He's good with the trainers. He's good with the workers. He's created a family that's called Windstar, and it's really a good situation to be in. And what I liked about when I was at Windstar, we had what we call a Bible board, and Elliot would have us put up a Bible booth every morning. Up there, as you walk in the barn, you can see it on the bulletin board. And we had it in Spanish and English. And so it just goes to show you, that whole farm is phenomenal. They had Always Dreaming in the Derby. When the Derby, they had Super Saver in the Derby. And the winners are just endless. And the great thing about it is if you go to Lexington, or if you go to the website and Google Windstar Farm, you can find out when, where, and what they're doing. But more importantly, and I suggest that you do it, because there's so much to do in Lexington, is take a tour of the farm. They will tour you of the farm, and you'll see the greatest horses in the world. You'll see baby with the biggest companies. And more importantly, you'll meet the staff. And the staff there is just phenomenal. They take the time for you. They're everyday people. And Windstar is just a beautiful place in Lexington. And That's our farm of the week. I suggest you go to Windstar and you go take a tour. And then you can watch the horses running all over the country and all over the world. So now we're down to one of the last shows that we're going to do. And these are all family shows. This week, our movie of the week, the full-length movie, it's called Ready to Run. And it's about a girl named Terry. She's always dreamed of being a jockey, but when she makes the acquaintance of a racehorse named Thunder Jam, who has seen better days, her dreams start becoming a reality in both horse and jockey. Learn how to live life. So it's a good movie. It's a full-length movie. Something good for the family to see. It'll bring a tear to your eye, that's for sure. One thing that we're going to do is do a lot of family movies. Ready to Run will be our family movie of the week. And then after that, with it getting close to Derby time, we're going to have Secretary. The full-length movie of Secretary. It's a beautiful movie. It goes behind the scenes. It tells you exactly why and who Secretary it was. When Secretary was a two-year-old, he wasn't that great of a horse. And you'll find out why he wasn't that great of a horse at that time and what it took to get him back in the right spot. That's a great movie. And that leads us into our last show in the program. It's called At the Wire. And this is the show that I've actually participated in many times over. And it's part of the documentary that I'm doing called How They Get There, the 2021 Kentucky Derby. This year, with the COVID, there's a lot of different things that the horse industry is trying to follow. Released yesterday, the Kentucky Derby capacity will be limited to less than 23,000 people. Racetrack officials released a detailed 22-page health and safety operations plan on August 12th, and it will limit the attendance to 23,000 people. That's the Woodford Reserve Kentucky Derby. And the protocols will be followed. Usually they average about 170,000 people at the Kentucky Derby. Now it's going to be cut down to 23,000 people. There will be no general admission for this year's Run for the Roses. They stated late June that general admission would be limited to 26-acre infield. Given current circumstances, pre-purchased general admission tickets will be refunded, and that the infield will be closed for the Derby. Reserve seating is going to be limited to a maximum of 40% occupancy. Also, standing room and only our walk-around tickets have been eliminated. All outdoor ticket holders will be reseated and renewed into a comparable location prior to or during the event. You're going to make sure that everybody stays 6 feet apart. And with some of the hats that I've seen at the Derby, it kind of makes you wonder if they're going to be able to, do that. Some of those hats are pretty big. You're going to have temperature checks, medical questionnaires, physical distance, mandatory face coverage will be required upon entrance and movement within the 198-acre plant. So each guest will receive a courteous selfie at the track back. It will include a disposable mask, a pocket-sized hand sanitizer, personal stylus for non-contact self-service wagering, complements the Churchill Downs public safety measures. As a condition of admittance, it will be strictly enforced. Offenders will receive a warning. Repeat offenders will be escorted from the property. So that's pretty much what we're looking at here for the Derby. Same thing for the Elks. You know, it's just, when you think about the Derby, 170,000 people down to what it's going to be, it's going to be different. You know, it's going to be completely different. So TV would be a good availability for you. Have your own in-house Derby party. And if you come to our website, you'll be able to see some of the Derby doings that we do on Chocolate. It makes for a great winner for you to get a hold of there. So that's what we're hoping for. We're going to tell you how to. In fact, you know, there's a place in Louisville called Coffee's Novelty Store. And you should go to Coffee's, and they're very good at it, 2 or 3 days. Whatever you order, you can get there. You can see a whole variety of Derby products. They have Preakness and Belmont products also. Like for me, for example, I got a lot of Derby glasses back in the spring, and they were all labeled with the first Saturday in May, you know, Derby. So now I got that as a collector's edition. And the next thing you know, I got the second edition of the ones with September 5th. So hopefully we won't have the COVID. Hopefully they'll have the Derby back next year, and this will be a unique item. But if you go to Caulfield's Novelty in Louisville, you have the same thing. You know, all your Derby needs are right there. And also, speaking of the Derby, and now that we've told you that it is going to go on, we are looking at a great Derby this year. We've got a horse, and he's called Ted's the Law. He is a horse that Berkeley Tag, the trainer at Sacagawea Stable, that had 40 side, that won the Kentucky Derby. He just won the Travelers Stakes. He won the Belmont Stakes. And now he's going for the Kentucky Derby. And it appears that if this horse stays as healthy as he has been, coming out of every one of his races, this will be a next Triple Crown one. And if he goes on from the Preakness, which would be the last in this year's Triple Crown series, if he can win the Preakness and be the Triple Crown winner, then he would next try to end the Breeders' Cup Classic. And if he can win the Breeders' Cup Classic, this horse would go down as the greatest horse of all time. I'm telling you, folks, you got to watch this horse. This horse is just a freak of nature. Barkley Tag has got him in the right spot. The races are going to be tough because the Travelers was a mile and a quarter, exactly what the Derby is. So he's got 4 weeks to recover from that because we're looking at September 5th race day. And if you stay with us on IEM, you can get all the weekly updates on his blog and see how he's coming along. But it's 4 weeks to the Derby. Then it would be another 4 weeks to the Preakness. And then it would be another 4 weeks to the Breeders' Cup. So he's got a tough road to go because the horses that are racing this year, they're all good. Seven of the horses that were in the Travelers last week that he beat handily are all going to be in the Kentucky Derby. They're pointed all to the Derby. So, and then there will be some new runners that will come in and he'll face in the Derby. It'll be a huge Derby field, I think. It'll be a full 20-horse field this year, taking a shot at him, providing them. He can win this thing. And also, which it appears that he might be able to because his time, his ability, and his stride, he just puts him over the top, over all the horses, that we're looking at in there. And one of the other things that we're going to talk about here in this At the Wire series is for the first time in the history of Churchill now, they're going to have a solid 20-stall starting gate. And they used to have two gates, and an auxiliary gate, and there was a fairly good-sized gap between the two gates. And so if you got out towards the gate, to the gap on the gate, it could pose a lot of trouble for you, a lot of problems for you and everything. So Churchill's come up with a new 20-stall starting gate that they will use for the first time, and you'll see. In the next few weeks, we're going to go to Churchill, and we're going to see how they school in the gate. We're going to talk to Churchill staff about the gate, why they went to it, embrace tradition. But it's one of those things that needed to be done, and it was done for the safety of the horses. They're always thinking safety of the horses and that gap in the gate. That's what they're looking at, with that. And so every week we're going to have our Derby dozen on here, and we go to the Blood Horse to magazine that you can go to. You can link them to and join your membership. It's free, and you can see all the daily up-to-date things that we're telling you about. The Derby dozen from the Blood Horse magazine is the number one spot is Tis the Law. Tis the Law is what everybody's talking about. Trying to figure out what the heck kind of horse is. And the second horse in the Derby dozen is Art Collector. He is trained by Thomas Duray Jr. This horse is a very, very nice colt. I think that he will give him a little bit of a run. He's going to be really fresh, but we don't know how good he is. Because he's lightly raced in here. And then we go to the horse that I think is the monster of the bunch. If anybody beats Tis the Law, I think it's Uncle Chuck. It's Bob Baffert trained horse. Bob's been there, done that. And one day, Bob inadvertently, I think, he didn't realize how many people were around him. Bob said, this horse might be my next Arrogate. Arrogate was a wicked horse. Broke track records, did everything and anything that he could do. I was really surprised. He's only run twice. I was really surprised how well this horse has mattered on the track. He's nothing but class. And that's Bob Baffert's Uncle Chuck. Then the fourth horse in the group is Honor AP. This horse is trained by John Sheriffs, and this horse is coming into his own. He equaled 102 buyer speed rating, and I mean this horse can flat out get it. Mike Smith will be on him, and he said once he gets a few more breeds in him season, so this horse can really run. We've got another Bob Baffert horse, Authenticate. He's a stablemate of Uncle Chuck, and he trains with him every day. He's going to be a factor in it. He's going to ensure that the quality of the field is on. Whether he can win it or not, I don't know. But he is going to make sure that the quality of the field runs up to par. Our next horse is New York Traffic. Joseph Jr. trains this horse, and he's a nice horse. A lot of inexperience with him. I think he might be a tad bit over his head. He hasn't been hitting the big races like he should. He's learning, but we'll have to see. And then our next horse that we have is King Guglielmo. Horse, I tell you, nobody knows nothing about him. And that scares me when you get into a horse like that. I tell you, you're not enough known. We'll find out over the next week or two, you know, what he's going and where he's going. Then we have an interesting horse. It's Max Player. Max Player is trained by Linda Rice. And Linda Rice is a good trainer. She's a New York trainer, and she can get the job done. But, interesting, the owners of Max Player have decided to send this horse to Steve Askew's. Yeah, I don't know what's behind that or the reason for that, when the horse is going, that type of thing. But this horse definitely could win the Kentucky Derby. Max Player is a good, strong horse. He finished 5 1/4 lengths behind Tiz the Law in the last race. And it's going to be interesting to see if Steve can move the horse up and what he can do with it. And then one of the horses that we have here at our Palm Beach facility is Dr. Post, the Todd Fletcher trainer. He seemed disinterested in running in the Haskell 4 weeks, 4 weeks after his second. And he ran second in the Belmont. And then in the Haskell, he just didn't seem to, fire. We don't know if he bounced or, just what happened, with it. But Todd usually has them ready. They train good here at Palm Beach Town in South Florida. And, this is a sleeper, like he was in the Belmont. He ran second and did a good job. He comes back in Haskell, and he bounces on him. So maybe, the Derby is set up for him. Because now he's gone 1 1/4, and they know what they have in him. That's what the Haskell was at. And then we have 1,000 Words. It's our 10th horse. It's another Bob Baffert horse. We hope he'll be back in line and be ready to go. See what happens with him. And go from there. And then we have a horse called Sol Valente, Patrick Biacol, the French trainer. This guy knows how to get a horse ready for a race, and I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. So those were my top 10 and my top 12 there for you. Like I said, we're struggling here and there, and I am, but it's going to get better. I've got a good crew there at BBS. They're guiding us and helping us along with what we're doing. We'll get the video. We found out what the video problems were that we had, and it all came from South Florida here. It has to do with, our internet and microwave system. So we're correcting that this weekend and doing that. But the main thing is just tune in, and you can see all the horse disciplines in the business. You can go to our website. You can find out what association you like the best, and where you would like to go see in a horse event. And with things opening up now, you can do that. And I tell you, I'm getting all wound up here now. I've gone past excitement to getting wound up. We're trying to get there with the horse business. And like I said, email us or talk to us about the horse industry. All our information's on the website. And then, something that we're going to do. I'm involved with a company called Ship, SHIP.com. And they do all my weekly grocery shopping for me, and they deliver it right to me, whether I'm at the barn, whether I'm at the house, whether I'm out of town, whatever on that. Go to www.ship.com, and you can join it. And next week, we're going to give away a year membership to ship.com on our show. Just call into our show next week, And we will give away to the first caller, we will give away a year's membership to ship.com. And the great thing about ship.com is if you spend more than $35 or more, the delivery is free to you. And with your membership. And you can order every day as long as you order $35 more than worth of groceries or more. And you're talking about getting groceries from Walmart, I mean from Target, Kroger's, all the good local stores. So thanks for being with us today on the show. You struggled with me. I appreciate it. And we'll talk to you next week on International Equine Network.